Welcome back to week 3 of the online portion of our US Judiciary class. To those of you who have finished the video lectures, congratulations. I think you've done an amazing job, creative, disciplined, and concise. Have you noticed how long and rambling most video lectures are? I don't blame professors for this. In fact, many of my own lectures on YouTube are on the long side. Plus, people really don't have time to perfect their lectures right now. But you did a great job. To the point, short and sweet. Good job. I look forward to a few more lectures. I'll post them on Canvas. Okay, plans for this week. We'll finish our focus on the Supreme Court process. On Monday, I recommend that you watch the video lectures on the Supreme Court process and do one of two things. Either join me again on Monday at 2:30 p.m. online. I'll post the link on Canvas to ask questions about the topic and talk about what you found in the lectures. Or ask those questions on the comment links that are connected to the videos themselves, one or the other. Then we'll move on to the next topic. How does the Supreme Court set its agenda? In other words, how does the Supreme Court decide whether to grant or deny cert, and what types of things matter for that decision? We've already heard about jurisdiction. There is the video lecture created by Team Scalia, after all. That's not our focus for the rest of the week. Our focus is on the Supreme Court's discretionary jurisdiction, where it can pick and choose which cases it decides. The basics for this were nicely covered by Team Breyer, and we will go a bit more into the process and into a deeper discussion of what influences the Supreme Court, decision to grant a writ of certiorari, influence the Supreme Court. I know my wording is messed up here. I'm currently working on a series of short lectures about this topic, and by the time you watch this, several of them will be online. Some more will follow on Wednesday. Watch them. Then participate in two discussion boards. One asks whether the Supreme Court should hear an appeal by the mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania, who wants to be released from prison because he fears that he might get infected by the coronavirus if he's not released. This board will debate with assigned sides, so it's a debate activity. The second board will be an Ask Me Anything board for any questions associated with the Supreme Court process and the writ of certiorari. Okay, I look forward to our conversations and discussions this week on discussion boards as well as on video calls.